Yo, 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 welcome back to the DMAC Urban Pod. I'm here with the boys, Peyton and Caden. And today we are just talking ball, March Madness predictions, best players, best teams. So let's get right into it. Caden, what do you got?
Well, guys, you know, there's been a lot of controversy in the March Madness world, at least a little bit, with the Miami-Ohio team. You know, people are saying they deserve to be there, some saying they don't. But today, we're going to kind of put that aside, at least for a little bit. We're going to talk about the best players in the country, and more specifically, Mr. A.J. DiBenasta of BYU. And is he the greatest freshman of all time?
He's up there with Flag. I mean, Kyrie was good. Who else was good?
I don't know. Could you put Zion Williams?
Zion in that might be number one.
Yeah, I think he's got to be the best.
Zion has the greatest college tape of all time. He played one season.
Yeah. Until he blew out his shoe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, because right now he's averaging 25 points per game on 53% from the field.
25?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And he has the best, I think he has the best field goal percentage too, at least for a forward.
Yeah, he's tough.
Yeah.
The way he moves is just so NBA ready.
Yeah, it's the most pro level move.
He might be the most NBA ready player in the draft.
Yeah.
Or that I've ever seen.
He is. Well, unless you, I don't know, Peterson, is he NBA ready like that?
He's just got a lot of drama.
It just has too much drama with Kansas.
He just has too much drama, but he's tough.
He's tough.
But I'd put AJ over him.
AJ, yeah.
I think he should get drafted number one.
I agree.
And I don't, if they draft Peterson over AJ, I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, because for one, basically everything that Peterson can do, AJ can do, but he's taller, better defender.
He's more physical, too.
More physical.
Yeah. And he plays every game.
He plays every game.
Yeah.
I don't get how your NFL GM, or NBA GM, excuse me, and you look at these two guys, if you have the number one and number two pick, and you pick Peterson over AJ, because Peterson is so much drama at Kansas right now, it's insane. Like, Bill Self has come out and said, I'm kind of over this.
AJ's got better defense, too. I think. I don't really know.
I mean, he was locking Iowa State up.
Yeah.
So was that their last decent matchup? Who'd they play yesterday?
Who?
The BYU? Kansas played
BYU.
Who'd they play on Saturday? They played Virginia. They lost. West Virginia.
See, they're,
they lost to West Virginia?
The problem with BYU is they're so inconsistent. Like, they'll be Iowa State two times a year, and then they'll lose to
TCU.
Yeah. Some random squad. It was because, like, I think it's just one of those times. In a matchup like that Iowa State game, I think it kind of is like playoff basketball a little bit where it's just your best going up against Iowa State's best. And in that matchup, AJ is better than anybody on the court.
I mean, AJ kicked the whole team twice.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it because of the teams, you know what I'm saying, playing at that level. But then when you go to another game where it's just like, all right, you know, you're getting busted by threes from some guys in West Virginia.
BYU is number 19 with 7 losses. That they moved up 4 this week.
That is kind of crazy that they're so ranked so high. And then you have Iowa. You said Iowa playing Michigan, and then they have Benny Sturtz. He's averaging 20 a game, 50, 40, 90
Dude,
shooting.
Bennett Sturtz is averaging 20?
Bennett Sturtz is the best point guard in the country, and I'll die on that hill. I don't care who you bring up. Who's better?
He's averaging 40.
Tame and Lipsy. Head-to-head matchup. Head-to-head matchup.
Bro, who won? Benny Sturtz is a 6'4".
Who got locked in that game?
Didn't he have like 20?
I don't care.
Oh my God.
In that game, he had no offensive help.
If I'm an NBA GM, I'm looking at Bennett Sturtz over Tame and Lipsy 99 times out of 100.
Does Tame and Lipsy even go undrafted?
He's
Does he even get signed as an undrafted?
I honestly think he's an undrafted free agent.
I think he's a great college player.
Do you think that Bennett Sturtz gets drafted?
Bennett Sturtz is projected late first round.
Bennett, yes.
He's projected 23rd. He's
projected 23rd right now?
Yes.
He is honestly a white Steph Curry. And
he shoots 40 from
three.
And he shoots 56 or something from the field.
Yeah, he's shooting 52%, 42% from three, and 93% from the free throw.
42% from three in college.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not Milan Mamchilovic, but he's
on top
tough.
Of getting almost 2 steals a game.
I know. And he has no help either.
No.
He does everything for Iowa.
I'm not gonna lie, he's going kind of crazy.
And Tame and Lipsy has like the fifth best player on the country on his team, and Joshua Jefferson.
Is he that?
Well, I don't know about
fifth. Is Joshua
maybe
Jefferson
top 10.
Is
he just turns the ball over a lot.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Honestly, I don't think that he's
yeah, he might be top 10, maybe.
Is he? What's he averaging? 14 a game? 17 a game.
17, but his defense is crazy, too.
Yeah.
But all Iowa State's defense is crazy.
Yeah, everybody on Iowa State's a two-way, except for Milan, what's his name?
Milan Mamchilovic.
Yeah, I don't think he's a great defender.
He only shoots 52% from third.
I would say his defense has gotten better over his 3 years at Iowa State.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's Altsberger's whole thing. Altsberger's whole thing
defense,
is defense.
Defense.
Yeah.
And you can tell. I mean, their whole squad is.
I mean, Iowa State's at number 4 right now. They went up 2 from 6.
And they're number 7 in KenPom.
Yeah, he's averaging 17 a game, though. Milan?
Who, Milan?
Yeah, Milan. I don't know he's averaging 45% from the 3. He shoots better from the 3 than the field.
I thought it was higher than that, too. That's crazy. That's mommy's tough.
Mommy.
What?
We call him Mommy.
No, we don't.
I call him Mommy.
Who's
Milan
we?
Momcilovic?
Yeah, we don't.
You're an Iowa fan.
We call him Mommy, us Iowa fans.
But I think Bateman low-key the best prospect on the Iowa State team. Freshman.
Oh, no.
Bateman or Killian Torre?
Torre. Well, they're both good, but Torre's
defense is just like he can play as much at any time. Yeah, he's a starter.
He starts. Once he gets his offense developed,
he
could be really good.
He's a freshman as well.
I think him and Bateman next year are going to be really good for Iowa State.
Yeah, they're going to be the two starting guards
for
sure.
We'll see. I don't know.
With Milan on that team?
Well, yeah. Milan's going to go to the draft. Right?
You think so this year? I mean, he has 1 year left.
I think he stays.
He's got a really good relationship with TJ.
Milan's from Wisconsin. Okay.
I don't
Oshkosh.
Know.
Gosh.
Is there any outside of Lipsy? There's no guys from Iowa on the squad. There's a guy from France, though, Torre.
Yeah, Killian. Yep. And then we got Dominicus Plato's from Germany.
Yep. That's tough. Yeah, you guys, the squad's nice.
Yeah, they have four
does
losses.
Iowa State, do they win the tournament this year?
Like, they don't win the tournament. No. I don't see them getting past the Elite Eight, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean, they can't hang with Michigan or Duke or Arizona.
We hung with Purdue, but that was overall just like.
Purdue's overrated.
Yeah, they are.
I don't even think they could hang with like Kansas in March.
Purdue is 8 in KenPom. What are they in the AP?
AP Purdue is 8, but they just lost to Ohio State yesterday.
Yeah, it's not going
to
fly.
Which is a really bad loss.
You can't lose to a team like Ohio State and still be.
Yeah, Iowa beat Ohio State by 20.
Yeah, and still be in the 4 seed conversation. They'll be a 5 seed.
They'll be 6, maybe. I mean, they have 6. Wait, this is not updated yet because it's not in. Monday at what time do they update it? Like afternoon, right?
Isn't it Tuesday morning?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think it's always Monday.
Well, because they have games on Monday, though. Or is that the
next? No, but every week I think it resets on Monday.
The new week is the Monday games?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys know Florida's number 7? They're sneaky.
They're still,
I think they could go back-to-back.
They're still up there.
They're sneaky with Condon. Owen Condon, or what's his name? I forget his name.
I honestly didn't know too much about
Charlie Condon,
Florida
maybe?
Squad.
He's tough.
I think they can go back-to-back. If they go on
a
run in March.
They're a sleeper, I think, which is crazy because they just won the chip. But they don't have Clayton, so. But my pick for the chip, Michigan.
Michigan?
Dude, Michigan.
Not Duke?
Everyone had Duke last year, but look what happened.
Bro, I can't believe they lost
every year. Every year everyone has Duke, but they always lose.
Well, there was a year Duke wasn't like that, though.
It was right after Coach K left.
Yeah, I was going to say, the year before Flag came in, they weren't that.
I know.
No, they weren't all that.
Flag and Con, bro. How do you not win? And that big man, I forgot his name. But
yeah, I know you're talking about. The guy was averaging like 3 blocks a game.
Yeah, I don't know how they didn't win. Who'd they lose to, even?
Houston.
Oh, that's right.
H-Town.
Yeah, I don't know how they lost that game.
Yeah, I think Michigan versus.
It's got to be somebody from the Big 12.
Maybe Big 12? Houston. Maybe Arizona.
The Big 12 is like the SEC of football.
Yeah.
They just beat up on each other all year, and then we get to the tournament.
Michigan versus Arizona would be a good final, but I think Michigan.
You think Arizona's better than Iowa State as far as tournament play?
Yes. I think Iowa State will be overrated in college March Madness.
So let's say the Iowa State wins this game. Does that change anything about their chances of winning?
Oh, they play tonight, huh?
Yeah, we play Arizona tonight.
So they're 2 and Iowa State's 4. Wow.
Yep.
Where's it at?
It's in Tucson.
Yep, it's in Arizona.
The one thing I wish we
conferences
did is big neutral site games.
Think so?
That's what they did with Duke.
But I kind of like that they have to play on the road. Oh, they got Bryce James. I don't know. I don't know.
He's going
to
drop
a cool
0-0-0-1.
They got Bryce James, bro. I don't know.
He's going to drop 5 claps.
Isn't he redshirted, though?
Is he?
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised.
He was better than Bronny at, where'd he go to high school? At
Sierra Canyon?
Yeah, he was better there, but he's not going to do anything in college.
I feel like Bronny, low key.
You don't think Bryce is going to do anything in college?
He's on Arizona. They're going to be number 1 for like 5 years.
That's probably true.
Who's their leading scorer?
I couldn't tell you.
That's what we need to figure
but
out.
But Iowa State versus Arizona in Arizona.
Iowa State,
I don't see that going Iowa State's way.
Iowa State's either going to win by 12 or they're going to get blown out by 24.
That's just how
Iowa State plays.
Don't see how
and
they
it's
win
so
that game.
Annoying.
Iowa State only wins big games when they're at home. Which I get.
That's a lie. We went to Mackey, arguably one of the greatest environments of college basketball. Yeah.
Okay, well, Purdue's overrated, as I saw again.
We beat St. John's in a player's era. We beat Syracuse, who took Houston to either overtime or double overtime. In a player's era.
Wait, how'd BYU go?
All right, buddy.
Yeah, what do you have to say about that game?
BYU, it was just...
AJ cooked you, is what you have to say.
Yeah, AJ cooked us.
Yeah, did he had
one
a
word
30, almost a 30-point triple-double.
He had triple-double?
Yeah, one assist away.
Yeah, he should go one. I mean, it shouldn't even be close.
Yeah.
I mean, Michigan, they got Landenberg. I mean, he's one of the best players in the country, too. He's a sleeper, though. No one knows about him. But I could see him
I could see him going off in March. And I could see, who's that freshman from Houston?
Flemings.
I could see him going crazy, too.
Yeah, he's tough. Yeah. So right now we see, so the Iowa State and Arizona game, Iowa State has three scores over 10 points per game. Milan, Joshua, and Lipsy.
Killian's averaging 10?
Nope. No. He's averaging, Killian's averaging 8. And then you got Arizona. They got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players averaging 10.
Yeah, that's
plus
crazy.
Bryce James.
And they got Bryce James. So,
and their coach, he's crazy. I mean, he might be one of the best.
I will say, though, that the Iowa State got two guys averaging 17, and Arizona doesn't have anybody averaging that much.
Yeah, but that Big 12 defense is different. I mean, it could go either way, I think, but Arizona's going to win.
Iowa State's 7.5 dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you were right. The website, ESPN had it wrong for Milan. He is averaging 50% from the three.
Yeah. 50%.
It's 50 now?
Yes. ESPN had it at 45.
They've played 27 games, and he's averaging 50%.
I don't think he's averaged under 50% this season.
I know. That's crazy to me.
He's arguably one of the greatest three-point shooters of all time.
And he makes his shot, too. He's not open all the time. He creates it.
Yeah, sometimes. Off the post.
Oh, his fade? His post-fade is different,
Yeah, his post-fade is nice.
He's like Dirk, bro.
It is like Dirk. I'm not going.
There's the Dirk move.
He's our leading scorer, which is crazy, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
He's our leading scorer?
Yeah.
I thought it was Jefferson.
Nah, Jefferson's averaging like 0.5 less.
But he's got more defense and probably more rebounds.
Yeah, he's averaging 4 more rebounds, 4 more assists.
Yeah.
More steals. More
he's
blocks.
A better all around player. Yeah, he's but better. Milan's the best shooter in the country, probably.
Yeah, I would take
him and Sturtzy. Them Iowa boys do it different, don't they?
Iowa State doesn't have a real center. I just realized that.
Blake Jefferson Buchanan. Plays the five.
Blake Buchanan.
He? What's Jefferson play?
Because they have because everybody on the team is labeled as a forward.
Really?
Yeah. Because what's Buchanan? 6'10"?
In this day and age, everybody like all bigs are forwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to be that versatile as a defensive.
Unless
player.
You're Audie Crooks, but.
Bro, is Jokic the NBA Audie Crooks?
Audie Crooks shot like 40 last night.
Yeah, and probably gave 41. Up 40.
But she plays no defense.
That's what I'm saying.
She just
her defense has gotten better since I came out.
Oh God.
Since that came out?
Like what? 2 weeks ago?
That was 2 months ago.
Oh, sorry.
I think it's been known though.
Yeah, it's been known. Yeah. Have you ever watched clips of her playing defense? She just stands there.
Yeah.
Because well, she can't. What do you expect?
She
her
can't
to do?
Move she just, though. Yeah, she's
not very mobile.
Agile.
If she let's say
but
if,
she's tough.
Let's say if Audie Crooks got on Ozempic, does she score more or less points?
Less points, but better defense.
Okay.
What does she average? Like 25?
Bro, probably like 28. I got
28.
It's gotta be like 28, bro.
She has like 3 40-point games this season.
What year is she?
Senior, right?
No, she's a junior, I think.
What? Let's see what
she
won
State
like back to back to back state chips in Iowa.
26 a game.
Dang.
26.
65.
Oh, but she only plays like 20 minutes a game, doesn't she?
Yeah, let's take a look.
Bro.
27 minutes. So dude, she's playing a lot of minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't shoot threes at all though.
No.
Like if you put her up to like Caitlin Clark?
No. Oh my gosh, Caitlin Clark's winning that.
Thank you.
Well, there's unless she gets ball first.
I thought we were gonna get who?
Audie Crooks.
Okay. If Caitlin Clark is so much faster than Audie
Crooks. But if Audie Crooks start with ball, there's not a single possession that Caitlin Clark has a chance of stopping her.
You don't think she could strip her?
No.
Audie would just run downhill.
And what would Caitlin do with the ball first? Step back
shoot
three.
Yeah.
It just comes down to who starts with ball. In the theoretical situation, if they shoot for ball, obviously Caitlin Clark makes that shot.
She can shoot kind of, can't she, Audie?
Nah.
She can shoot from inside the three-point, inside the free throw.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little mini pops.
Yeah. She has the Milan Momcilovic step back, or Dirk move.
I mean, she'll never be as good as Caitlin, but no one ever will.
No.
That's not really a fair comparison.
Doesn't she lead all NCAA in
points?
Men
and women.
Yeah, because AJ's like 1 point less than her. But AJ's way more of an ethical hooper.
AJ? DeBansta?
Yeah.
I doubt that. That's true.
No, yeah, she's average. Because I just looked it up. Audie Crooks is averaging 26.
No, we were talking about Caitlin Clark.
Oh.
All-time points in college points. Basketball history. Men or women, Caitlin Clark leads it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think anyone can ever break that.
Nah.
I mean.
Unless they play 40. Unless
AJ plays four years. But he's going to the draft.
If AJ plays 4 years, he breaks that. Probably in the third year. The crazy part is, bro, is Caitlin Clark makes $78,000 a year.
Just off WNBA though. Yeah, I mean, she's WNBA. With Gatorade and Nike. She probably
she's getting a bag from them.
At least 10.
She probably was sick when she had to leave college, bro.
Yeah.
So you know, what was IO Pinner? Probably
like
1.2? 4
million, I think.
Oh. Yeah, like 3 million.
It was crazy. She was one of the top NIL players when she was in
the she's Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, it's Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. That's, but to bring that much NIL at Iowa is crazy.
Yeah, Iowa doesn't get money like that.
No, they don't.
I do think the state of Iowa as a whole is just underrepresented in college athletics.
I think they're tough.
I think they're low-key getting their name out there. I feel like everybody knows Iowa State.
Football is...
Yeah, everybody knows Iowa State basketball.
I wouldn't call them tough, but they're good.
We're winning... We're averaging eight games a season.
I mean, Iowa football's good. Iowa State football's good. The Iowa basketball, State basketball's
thank you
good.
For that. I never thought I would hear that come out of your mouth.
They're not good. They're okay.
They're good.
Not.
Iowa basketball's doing okay right now, so I think we're, like, making a name for ourselves.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on Drake either.
Yeah, don't sleep on Drake.
They're not very good this year.
We're sleeping on
aren't
Drake.
They in, like, the Pioneer League?
We are sleeping on Drake.
Missouri Valley. Grandview. What do you guys know about Grandview?
Grandview University, the NAIA school?
Bro, they've won like five championships.
I know the receiver for them. It's my girlfriend's sister's baby daddy.
Okay.
All right.
Let's talk about Nebraska basketball. Overrated.
Nebraska ball?
No, oh my God.
Nebraska doesn't do anything.
You know who sucks as a basketball player?
Sanford.
Oh.
Stanford?
Price Sanford.
Why are you hating on an Iowa kid? Come on.
Because he transferred from Iowa to Nebraska. That is not okay.
Yeah, who does that, bro?
That is not okay.
Who does that?
And he went to Northwest, so we automatically hate him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But we like Peyton Sanford.
Yeah, so.
He's on the OKC G League team.
Peyton is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I had to yell at him a couple times at Des Moines Golf.
Checks
out. At Des Moines Golf.
Nebraska, yeah, I don't see them winning a round 32 game.
No. What are they even
I think they
right
finally...
Right now, they're 12. They went down three last week.
So who's all in the top 25? Who's the top 10, actually?
Top 10. Duke 1, Arizona, Michigan, Iowa State, Houston is 5, UConn, Florida, Purdue, but they're going to go down. Gonzaga, Illinois.
Purdue's
going to go down to like 12, probably 13.
Purdue, they kind of fell off a little bit from last year.
Well, they have a bad loss last night. Ohio State beat them.
Oh, wow.
They're just so streaky. They're like BYU.
Well, they did last year. Braden Smith, but this year I feel like he's not as good of a shooter.
He's more of a playmaker.
That's what I'm saying. He's not as been much of a scorer this year.
No.
And then who was the big that they brought in? Iowa State and that Purdue were in like a bidding war for him, and he ended up choosing
the forward, the 6'10 guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's what, number four. He's been doing pretty good, honestly. I thought that he was probably their best athlete.
Kansas is just outside. They're at 14, but they have 7 losses. They went down 6 last week.
This is going to be such a kind of dumb thing to say, but all of their losses are quality losses, except for BYU or UCF.
Who, Kansas?
Yes.
I mean, they're in the Big 12. Every Big 12 loss is quality.
Well, does Iowa State even make the Big 12 chip?
Everyone makes the Big 12 championship.
Well, I'm saying, but do they win it?
Oh. The thing with Iowa State is, if they're in a Big 12 championship game, they win it. We won 5 of the last 11.
Okay. But if they don't make it, they don't win it.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Who's going to beat them, though? I mean, realistically.
What, in that?
Like, before the chip, because Arizona's going to beat them.
Houston has the best chance to beat them. I think that they can. Honestly, I think Iowa State wins tonight. I think that they beat the.
You think so?
Really?
I think they win.
Hot take.
I think they win tonight. And I think if they win tonight, then I think they have a big chance to win in the tournament. Because how many games left? They got 2 games left, including this one.
Yeah, Tame and Lipsy senior night. Don't catch me on that Saturday.
I'm going to be sad.
Here we go. Tame and Lipsy Glazer.
Yeah, Bennett Sirs Glazer?
Tame and Lipsy Glazer.
Not as much as you glaze.
I don't think he glazes Sirs as much as you glaze Lipsy.
Yeah.
Lipsy to Iowa State fans is like LeBron in 2018.
Yeah, LeBron to Cavs fans in 2015.
Yes.
And mind you, Tame and Lipsy has never won a championship.
Tame and Lipsy has never done anything.
What are you?
And he's like the greatest player of all time. In their eyes.
George Niang still exists, guys.
Oh, my God. The bus.
If he did not break his leg, we would have won the 2015.
You know, he has like the all-time winningest percentage.
What?
He has like the highest winning percentage of all time.
Well, yeah, because he comes in when it's like a blowout.
Yeah,
George Niang, he has quality minutes.
He's
just injured
Cavs?
Right now.
Well, actually, you know what? You're right, because he did average like 15 points a game at one point. But that was last year.
You know who's tough?
No, he averaged 12.
A sleeper pick in March Madness, Keaton Wagler in Illinois.
Keaton Wagler?
The freshman.
I think Illinois can go on a run.
Illinois is super underrated, and I was watching when they played Iowa. He had at least 30, maybe 35. He's just a fireball from three. Look up Keaton Wagler.
They're 22-7 in fifth on 10
palm. He's one of the best freshmen in the country behind AJ. I mean, it's crazy what he's
doing. Oh, okay. Yeah, I see this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's super tough.
This freshman class. Guard,
18 a game. Oh, yeah.
Is this freshman? The best freshman class we've seen?
Yeah, I think ever.
In college basketball.
I think honestly, you're right, bro. You got Peterson. Because I think, what was
is
it?
Is he a freshman?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is a freshman.
Dylan Peterson?
Yeah. I feel like the past few years, the best talent hasn't come out of college. Because last year, who was it?
Who was
first overall pick last
Cooper
year?
Cooper Flagg.
So you went to college, okay.
And then that was Risa Shaw.
I think, isn't there a rule that you have to go to college?
Now you do for 1 year.
Now you do?
Wait, what?
Yeah, you got to go to college
for 1 year now.
You can't get drafted out of college anymore?
Out of high school.
High school?
No. You can't get, but you can still go play overseas.
You can play overseas, yeah.
Okay.
But
what are the overseas rules for that? Because isn't it like if you're above?
I think it'd be 18 to get drafted.
18 and then 1 year overseas or in college to get drafted, I think.
Isn't it like 21 you can't get drafted, though, overseas? You're not eligible for the draft?
Really?
I don't know about that. But
I didn't know that.
Google it. Look it up.
What do you want me to look up?
Overseas draft rules, because I am curious.
Oh, Illinois is ranked 10th. They got Boswell.
Yeah, they're tough.
He's been averaging 14 a
international game. Basketball draft rules require players to be at least 19.
Oh, they got
automatic eligibility at age 22.
Illinois is comfy. They got Stojakovic, bro. This team's tough.
I know Illinois is underrated. I mean, I could see them making a Final Four run easily.
What seed are they? Are they a 3 seed?
Right now
they're ranked 10th, but they're probably in the running for a 3 seed.
Illinois is Big Ten, right?
Yeah.
So
I mean, they got Underwood at the coach.
Who's even in the Big Ten for basketball?
Michigan, Purdue.
That's it.
Michigan State's Nebraska, always up and down.
Nebraska, Michigan more. State. I could see them going too. I mean, they're sneaky good. Colin Carr, his head touches the rim, bro.
Oh my gosh, bro!
His head touches the rim.
Is Colin Carr a NCAA bust though?
Isn't he the kid who got suspended a couple games for or fined or whatever?
That was that Fierce?
It was Fierce.
Oh, yeah, Jeremiah Fierce.
Because he's good, too. He's
a freshman, too.
I thought he was in the NBA now.
No, that's... No. Yeah, there's their brothers, I think. Because Fierce is on the Pelicans.
Yeah.
What's his name? But then there's another Fierce on Michigan State.
Let's take a look.
Yeah. One of them's Jeremiah.
Oh, Jeremy Fierce.
Jeremy Fierce.
He's on Michigan State, right?
And who's the brother?
Jeremy Fears and then Jeremiah Fears is in the NBA. Jeremy Fears is in the college. He's on Michigan State. He's averaging 15.
And he's a freshman, right?
Sophomore. Averaging 15 a game, though. That's pretty tough.
I know, he's tough. But he's got some issues with containing his anger.
Oh,
he was kicking people in the
kicking
nuts.
People?
He got suspended a couple times.
Yeah.
But if Michigan State's all healthy and good to go,
Michigan State's roster is crazy,
they're
bro.
Tough.
Their guards are 6'4", 6'6", and that's like the smallest.
I'm telling you, Izzo knows how to coach a team in March. I could see
they do. Tom Izzo does not.
I could see any Big 12 team going to the Final Four, to be honest with you.
I could see it.
Like any ranked Big 12 team.
I like this
Two
Illinois
Big 12
team.
Teams in the Final Four.
Who?
Arizona, Houston. I think the Iowa State Cyclones.
I think Kansas could go, too, if Dan Peterson plays.
They play better without him. Their stats statistically.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, I think that Illinois might be.
You guys got Final Four predictions?
I think you'll have two Big 12 teams. I think, like you were saying, Illinois looks streaky good.
They look kind of scary, bro, because if Stojakovic, he's not shooting well. And if he starts shooting well, then...
Then it's over.
It's over.
For the league.
I think it's Arizona, Houston, Michigan, or Duke. Those two are... Changeable,
in
Illinois.
So the top four plus Illinois.
Yeah,
I think
Illinois is your sleeper team.
I think Illinois.
That's what I said. Yeah.
I think that was the best pick I've heard. I think Illinois is the biggest sleeper team. I think
with Keaton Wagler, bro, he dropped 40.
Bro, they got a freshman. He's a freshman. What
he's
is
a
he?
Freshman.
6'6", averaging 18 a game.
And he's a guard too.
I know, point guard.
Yeah. All right, you ready for mine?
What's their strength? What's Illinois' strength of schedule? Because they got 7 losses though.
Let's take a look at their schedule. Let's see who
but
they're
actually.
Take a look
no,
who
they have
6
losses. They're 22-6.
They beat Texas Tech.
Valid.
They lost to Alabama. They lost to UConn.
Alabama's good too.
They beat Tennessee. Yep. They lost to Nebraska by 3. They beat Purdue. They lost to Michigan State in double overtime.
See, that was a good loss. Yep. I watched that game.
Quality loss.
And they lost to Michigan. So
quality loss.
They beat Iowa. That's
not impressive.
Their best win.
That's
is
a quad one win though.
Yeah, their best win I would probably say is Purdue, and maybe Nebraska.
Yeah, Nebraska, they're streaky too. I don't see them doing anything. But my Final Four pick has to have Michigan in it.
Yep.
Okay. Michigan. I think Duke can't get there. They never.
You
can.
Don't think Duke
they
can
never
get there?
They can get there, no matter how good their team is.
Yeah, if they can get there with Flav, they're not getting there with Boozer.
Michigan. Illinois.
Okay. Big 10 versus Big 12.
I don't think Michigan makes it.
Michigan, Illinois. I put Michigan State. They're tough.
No.
Yes, they are.
It's not going to be
Michigan
a three.
State, Arizona, and my champ. Michigan versus Arizona.
Wildcats.
Michigan wins by 20.
Nope.
Michigan is the best all-out team in the
country. It can't be a three Big Ten Final Four.
It can,
you can't have three Big Ten teams in a Final Four.
Why not?
It's just not possible. Yes, someone's going to upset the Iz Zone.
Does
Wait, who was the third? Who did I put in there?
You
oh,
put
Illinois. Okay, yeah. So instead of Michigan State, I'll put Kansas in, I guess. Two Big Ten, two Big 12.
Not Houston.
No, Houston, Kansas, Michigan, Illinois.
I'm pretty sure you just changed that like four times.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm looking at Michigan. I don't think that they're like that.
Michigan is the best all-around team in the country.
I don't think they're like that, though. Like, they only got...
They also got the best coach in the country in Dusty May.
They got three players averaging...
I would say Kelvin Sampson over Dusty May.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. Their highest score is averaging 14 a game.
That just means they're balanced, right?
Yeah, that's true.
But they only have four. They only got four players scoring more than 10.
Only? I wish Iowa had more than two. More than one.
I bet you Iowa probably got a few.
I bet they got one.
Where do you think Iowa goes in the tournament? Talked about Iowa State. Where do you think Iowa goes? You guys will make the tournament. You guys have 20 wins.
Yeah, but we just lost to Penn State.
It doesn't matter. You guys have 20 wins. If you're in a power four, I think.
They beat Nebraska, though.
I think it all depends. They play Michigan Thursday, and then they play Nebraska.
I think that they beat Michigan.
You say you swear. They have two games left. Michigan and Nebraska are both top 15 teams. Michigan's the best team in the country. And if we lose both those games, then I don't know what happens. I mean, you think we still make the tournament?
Yeah. I think if we have a power four.
We're 20-9.
You gotta get 22 wins to make it.
I thought it was 18 to make the tournament.
Is it?
I don't believe that's what it was for the Big 12.
Like, if we make the tournament, I think we win one game.
First round versus a random 16th seed.
Exactly.
Well, I think we'll
be probably a 6th or 7th seed.
It'll be like, six, seven. Like it'll be like a 12th seed.
Iowa State.
I think Iowa wins one game in the tournament, and then because of Sturts though.
Yeah, he'll.
I don't know if you guys watched Sturts last year, in the tournament.
Did they win two games or did they win one?
They won one against Mizzou. He was so tough.
Which was a huge upset.
He had like a one-legged three, bro.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he's so tough.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah, Iowa has two guys averaging more than 10, and then Benny Sturts is averaging 20. So
yeah, we need some help. We need some help. But that's okay. It's our first year under the McCollum era. And if he gets us to the tournament, even that's an upgrade from
Fran.
From Fran, yeah. So.
Oh, honestly, Florida. I think Florida's better than Michigan.
No.
I think so.
I think Michigan beats Florida by 15 plus.
This is
look at who Michigan's
next level
beat.
Delusional.
Michigan has beat top 10 teams by 20, like four of them.
I just don't, bro. But when it comes, I'm saying there's a difference between regular season basketball and in college basketball.
No, I get that. And Michigan's young.
They're young.
I mean, they're not young, but they're not.
And Cadeau is their third best player, and he's inconsistent.
Yeah, but he can strap if he's hot.
He can if he's hot, right? And
that's like everybody though.
That's what I'm saying. But he doesn't get hot all the time.
What do you guys think about Miami, Ohio, 29-0?
I think they should make it
28-0.
Because you can't blame them for playing trash teams if they're winning.
It's not their fault. But if they played like any Big 12 team. How would that go?
They would get pounded.
Oh, my. Bro, Florida has
If
one,
they played Cincinnati,
two, three,
I think they would get pounded.
Four, Cincinnati?
Bro, Florida has six players scoring more than 10.
Really?
So, yeah. That's what I'm saying. They're the most deep team
in
college basketball.
The 25th team is Vanderbilt, and the next receiving votes are Wisconsin, Villanova, and Iowa. So we're just outside.
You guys should start in the top 25 next season.
It depends on who
Benny brings in. But
we lose Sturts.
Yeah, you lose arguably your best player past four seasons.
Keegan Murray, but
yeah, was that when you guys did you have Keegan Murray when you lost to Richmond in the round of 64?
Yeah, but he wasn't what he was then. And we had Luka Garza and Bohannon. Those were the prime time.
Yeah,
Ohio
those were your heat.
Luka Garza, Bohannon,
and y'all lost in the tournament early too.
First round, Richmond.
When was the last time you guys made a Sweet 16?
I don't know. Before I was alive. But that's Fran. That's Fran. I'm telling you, with a new coach, we could do anything. Give us 3 years.
Okay, but take the logistics into Iowa State football.
What about him?
Give us 2 years.
Why? Your coach just went to Penn State. You have nothing going on for you.
I think that Iowa State.
I think
might
they
be
went
chopped.
Two games, maybe three.
Is Brocco Beck graduating?
He went to Penn State.
He went to Penn State.
What?
They have one quarterback from Arkansas State.
He did enter the portal. I didn't know he already transferred, though.
Yeah, he just followed the coach. I see them winning 3 games, if they're lucky.
Is he going to start
our first two?
Iowa State had 4 years of glory.
They did.
If that.
What are you talking about?
They had Breece Hall and they had Brock Purdy, and they barely were relevant.
They weren't even that good then.
That's what I'm saying. They were not that good. They had like 8-9 wins.
They won what? One Big 12 chip?
We have not won a Big 12 chip since 1912.
Okay, exactly. They didn't win a Big 12 chip.
Oh my gosh.
And that was when it was the MVC.
So they're going back to relevancy for the next 10 years. Let's be honest. You can admit that. And I was going to be your daddy again, like always.
Well, what's new? So final thoughts on the top five teams to watch.
I think the top three.
Top three.
Duke, Arizona, Michigan are easily.
Duke, Arizona, Michigan.
Gonna be.
I got Duke or Michigan. I don't know who to pick out of those two.
I know.
Because that neutral site matchup was insane.
That doesn't tell you anything, though, if it's neutral.
That tells you everything about the tournament.
Or if you were in Duke, that goes different ways.
That tells you everything about the tournament, though. All those games are neutral site. I got Duke or Michigan.
Okay.
This is Final Four, right?
Yeah, Final Four predictions.
Illinois. Houston.
No, Iowa State.
I think Iowa State loses in the Elite Eight this year.
Yep, I think so, too, okay. If they make it.
Okay. See, I got Florida, Duke, Houston, and the sleeper will go Illinois.
Who's making the 12 seed Cinderella one, though?
12 seed Cinderella. That's
or 13
like
seed.
Miami, Ohio.
I say you guys for the trolls, bro. Miami, Ohio for the trolls. But on a real note, though, I don't know
anything.
It's going to
be like someone unranked right now.
Yeah, it's going to be somebody that just barely squeaks in.
Iowa. Honestly, it could be.
It really, honestly, they could if they get that ring.
If Iowa
that
gets in the tournament and wins a 64 game, I think Bennett Sturts could surprise some people.
Yeah, he could easily drop 40.
Could Bennett Sturts be like the St. Peter's guy a couple years ago?
Oh, Dougie?
No one can ever be him. He was going.
I'm sure he's still getting money off of that run.
Probably.
He just made his life off of
literally, bro.
What, 5 points a game?
I saw a video of him the other day, and he was talking about like how he wants to start hooping again. And he's like, I miss hooping. Da 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 da.
I miss that St. Peter's.
Literally, bro. Misses the peak. I mean, at least he didn't peak in high school though.
Darren Peterson, AJ DeBanta, Joshua Jefferson.
And then you said
Keaton Wagler.
Yep.
Are those Xavier the players
Lee.
To watch?
Xavier, Xavier
to
watch? Lee though. Xavier Lee.
Xavier Lee from Florida.
Xavier Lee from Florida. He's tough.
Those are the players.
What about Milan?
I mean, everyone knows Milan. He's just a shooter.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not like that explosive guy who can give you 20.
What about Taha Pettiford?
Pettiford. Who's he play for?
Auburn.
I don't think Auburn's going to do anything.
Yeah, Auburn can't make the tournament.
I don't think they're going to make the tournament.
They're like 13-13.
Bruce Pearl is not that guy.
They're cooked.
Tennessee's a sleeper too. But
38% from the field. That's what
as a team?
Pettiford shoots 38% from the field, 25% from three.
Auburn is 15-14.
Yeah, he might not make the
tournament. They're not making the tournament, no.
Unless they go on a run in the SEC.
SEC is like buns, though, isn't it?
For basketball, yeah.
Honestly, they're second best conference.
I mean, they got Florida. That's really it.
Big 12, Big 10, ACC.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking the ACC. Or, yeah, the ACC. And then you got the freaking, what was Duke in? Duke is in ACC?
ACC.
Yeah.
Taking Duke.
I'm taking Big 10 over.
Where's UConn? SEC. UConn's Big East. Big East
Big
is better.
Big East is good, actually.
Big East is
okay,
better,
can we go back to UConn? Well, I don't think we talked about UConn.
I can't name a player from UConn.
Not anymore, at least. They got all drafted, like, past years.
I mean, they got Hurley.
27-3?
Yeah. UConn? They're 25-3.
Their losses are to St. John's, Providence, and...
Okay, Providence was not good.
But they just beat St. John's by 32.
By 32?
Yeah.
St. John's had 40 points.
St. John's didn't score for the last 14 minutes of the game. Like, actually.
But what is
they did
Rick
not put the ball
is,
in the bucket.
What is Rick Pitino doing over there, bro?
He's like 90. Just retire, bro. You have a great legacy.
Bro, what is he doing, man?
Where was he at before St. John's?
Iola.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah.
And then he was in the NBA for a while, too.
Yeah, he was. Like, assistant coach, right?
Yeah. And then he went to Iola. Now he's at St. John's. He's going to die there, probably.
Probably,
he's going to die during the tournament.
Bro.
I wanted them to win last year so bad. Did y'all remember what happened?
I had them in my
Me too.
Final Four, and then they lost.
They freaking because they benched their guard, remember?
Yeah, but he deserved that.
He did because he wasn't playing defense. But what was his name?
Yeah, I don't know, but
he was
good.
That 6'8".
Number 12.
Yeah,
he was good. All right.
But
what was that matchup last year that they lost to? Was it?
I forget.
Arkansas versus St. John's.
Yes, it was Arkansas. Because Arkansas had those two guards that were just going crazy.
Who's their coach?
It's the Kentucky guy.
Yeah, because apparently heated rivalry before.
The Kentucky
they've
coach
always had one.
What's his name? I forget his name.
I can't remember either. He's a pretty well-known coach, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, honestly, UConn's pretty solid. They got some good depth.
Honestly, this is probably going to be one of the more competitive March Madnesses.
No, this is honestly going to be the most fire March
I mean, all the top 10 teams could do anything.
Yeah. Really. There's not like last year, it was...
Especially the top five. I mean, Iowa State could even go
if they lock back in, which they won't.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
The top five is so interchangeable. Yeah, every team is one.
You can make an argument anybody deserves one, honestly.
In I don't the top think
there's
five.
Yeah, there's not a clear cut one.
There's not a clear cut one. I mean, Duke beat Michigan. That was a clear cut one at that point.
But yeah.
Arizona, I mean.
The thing with Duke is the ACC is just they're so light.
Yeah. Outside of the top heavy guys, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not deep.
Who's winning the chip?
Oh, yeah. Who's your pick?
I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm going to say Florida.
Florida. Back you think back. They go back to back?
Who's your pick?
Back to back Florida.
Iowa State.
Makes sense.
Honestly, I think someone from the Big 12 is going to win it. Houston, Arizona, or KU.
Well, you know Arizona. My pick. Go Big Blue. Michigan all the way.
Michigan pick.
Wow.
All right. You guys heard it first. Make sure you tune in.
Anything else you guys got to add?
Nope.
Everyone tune in next week. We get the brackets going. Let you know about all that.
And the person with the worst bracket on here will have to have a consequence. We don't know.
Ooh.
We don't know yet.
Are we doing like fantasy punishments? Ooh.
Fantasy punishments. Spend 24 hours in Waffle House.
Spend 24 hours in this room.
All right, guys. That's going to end it. And,
yep. Catch us in Building 1, Room 218B. Any questions?
Hit us up on our socials.
It's, yeah.
DM me.
DMAC_vibe everywhere except Facebook where it's DMAC vibe. If you got any questions, hit those up and we'll catch you next week. Peace out.